This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Xiaoning and Philip. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like at 9:23 this morning.
Yawn, yawn, yawn. Because the MBM KLCI is really going nowhere. It is up very marginally, 0.08% to 1482 at the moment. The rest of the region, pretty much in the red, actually, except for the Nikkei 225. Which is just trading water, is only up 0.2%.
You know, there was a lot of news in Nikkei 225 about a couple of days because I think Fumio Kishida was planning to put some legislation over share buybacks. So there was a bit of pressure recently, but I think there's a bounce back after that.
Well, a lot of markets actually, even in the US, right, the last few years, you've really seen share prices go up, not so much because of organic growth, but a lot of it because the cash flow generation has been so strong that they've just been buying back their own shares. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're taking a look at the plantation sector now because despite CPO prices hovering at the 5,000 ringgit range, plantation stocks continue to languish with the FBM plantation index down 20% on a year-to-date basis.
So this has resulted in plantation stocks trading at significantly below their historical valuations. Now, along with climate conditions, risks on the horizon, as La Nina has now been confirmed, how will the sector perform next year?
So for a perspective on this, we speak to Ho Li Leng, Regional Head of Plantations at RHB Research. Li Leng, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. CPO prices have remained strong, hovering around the 5,000 ringgit level. But do you see prices staying at these elevated levels in 2022?
Okay, hi. Thanks so much for the question. I think, you know, prices could probably stay relatively high for the first half of the year, especially seeing that the labour shortage in Malaysia is still not quite resolved. And also the fact that La Nina, has just started and is in place right now. But if you assume that the labour shortage does get alleviated somewhat sometime in, the first half of the year and that the La Nina is short-lived as per the climate experts, then we would expect that prices would moderate more significantly in the second half of 2022.
What are the factors that will determine price direction for CPO prices? Will it be supply constraints or strong demand conditions?
I think it's probably a combination of factors. Firstly, we would expect to see supply tightness easing in 2022 as production improves. And this will not just be for palm oil, but also for the other oil seeds as well. Secondly, I think demand is not really quite back to normal yet. It's still being affected slightly by reduced biofuel usage for transport, and also the rolling back of plans to reopen economies and borders as more COVID variants emerge. So I guess with these two factors in place, we expect to see that stock usage ratios for the globally produced 17 oils and fats are expected to rise to above historical averages for next year. And that would imply that, the stock levels are not as tight as it was in 2021 and therefore paving the way for a moderation in prices.
Meanwhile, Li Leng, the share price of the planters clearly have not kept up with the rise in CPO prices. Why is that the case?
Well, this is really all ESG related, especially as we see more and more funds moving towards ESG investing. And with that, this aspect of a company's operations is really getting pretty important. And we have seen recently, even when there's news flow regarding labor malpractices or supposed malpractices coming out regarding other industries, not even relating to plantations, but the planters somehow, also get affected in terms of share price movement. So it does show that the investors may be reevaluating their investments in industries that face this risk. And with this, we believe that investors are no longer willing to pay the premiums that they used to pay for this sector, given these risks.
So with that in mind, what's your call for this sector?
We have been underway on the sector since July of this year. We're maintaining this call at this juncture. We believe that ESG discounts are here to stay. So really to invest in this sector, we think that valuations probably need to come down to more, palatable levels. And we believe this would be, probably more than one standard deviation below their historical average. And that would be on the assumption of normalized earnings.
And the topics and why?
Well, recently we actually upgraded Sarindabi Plantations, and that's because, we feel that one of the stocks that has really fallen beyond, this minus one standard deviation below historical average is Sarindabi Plantations. And we feel that it has been, relatively unfairly overpunished. So we believe there is value to be had there. We also have buys on the smaller cap pure planters in Malaysia, like Sarawak All Palms and Ta'an. You know, because these guys are pure Malaysian planters, they don't face the discounts that Indonesian planters do in terms of CPO selling prices. And they also sell mostly on spot, so they don't have any lower forward sales as well. As for top sales, we have two, and these are mainly valuation-driven calls, and these would be FGV as well as Genting Plantations.
Li Leng, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Ho Li Leng, Regional Head of Plantations at RHB Research, giving us her perspective on what the outlook for palm oil stocks will be in the coming year. A lot of headwinds to look out for, really. Something to watch out for in the coming year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.